This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Citibike, New York's long-awaited and often-delayed bike share program, is officially rolling. 6,000 new bicycles have been added to the melange that is traffic in the big city, cabs and buses and trucks and cars and pedestrians as well. Mayor Michael Bloomberg has built 350 miles of bike lanes, not without controversy. Cyclists, of course, are celebrating. Drivers, on the other hand, are never happy about losing lanes and parking spots. But the Department of Transportation is making a business case for it. It says bike access can boost local commerce by, in one case, 49% in one particular bike lane. Marketplace's Mark Garrison pedaled down 9th Avenue to check it out.
I'm at Enoch's Bike Shop, renting one with a basket I can lash my recording gear to because New York streets are bumpy and treacherous. Manager William Gillespie tells me to watch out.
There's a lot of newbies out here, man. There's a lot of rookies out on the road.
As a subway rider, that includes me, so I listen carefully to his safety tips.
Stop at crosswalks.
Before heading over to the 9th Avenue bike lane, where the city claims local businesses are thriving.
I'm on 9th, just about to cross West 31st. We'll see what's there.
I stop into a deli where manager Wada Ali is ringing up a steady flow of customers. The grilled chicken sandwich special with avocado and chipotle sauce bears his name. He shrugs off the bike lane.
Not big difference. I don't know, maybe different avenue, different street, but what I see here, 30th Street, 9th Avenue, not big difference.
I got a similar answer from other businesses on his block. When I told people about the 49% sales increase number from the city, they didn't believe it. Critics have long accused the transportation department of cherry-picking and spinning numbers to push its bike program. I ride south to visit other stores.
So now I'm going between 28th and 27th. There's not a lot of retail to speak of here. I see a school, there's a church, some residences.
There aren't too many other bikers, but it is a little overcast. Elizabeth Beam jumped off her green Schwinn to refuel.
I had to have a coffee. New York runs on caffeine.
She doesn't know it, but she's a human data point in the business case for bike lanes. With no parking needed, riders can just stop, lock up, and shop. That's one reason other cities have found bikers help business. Beam's a big fan of New York's bike lanes.
I love them. Love them.
But businesses aren't feeling it. Dry cleaners, bars, convenience stores, they told me the same thing I heard up the street. Most say they haven't seen a difference. Some, like hardware store manager Billy Acosta, think bike lanes are hurting business.
The business, the bike driver.
He says lost parking spaces are a nightmare for his customers and suppliers.
They had to park a block away or someplace where they could park to bring deliveries there. They complain because there's no parking. You can't stop for a minute.
I asked the city's transportation department several times to back up its claim about a 49% rise in retail sales along the route. Over a week and a half, the office refused to give an interview or provide raw data. The department says individual shopkeepers don't know the big picture, but the city won't show how it got such a big number. We don't know if it's any more scientific than a bike ride. I get back on to ride the last block.
I was between 25th and 24th. End of this journey is the 23rd. All right, now it is time to return this bike.
In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.